up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 575. In this episode, I'll discuss novel dosage forms that should not be crushed, but look like they can be. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode575. Two relatively new dosage form technologies are nanocrystals and amorphous solid dispersions. These technologies are meant to address the problems of oral absorption of certain medications that have poor aqueous solubility and slow dissolution rates. Nanocrystals are extremely small-sized medication particles. This technology takes advantage of the fact that medication dissolution rates are directly proportional to the total surface area of the solid drug particles. With nano-sized drug particles, dissolution rates are greatly improved. Aprepitant, sirolimus, and certain forms of fenofibrate are examples of nanocrystal dosage forms. Amorphous solid dispersions are crystalline medications that have been reduced from their crystalline lattice structure to an amorphous structure that dissolves more easily. Because the medication can easily revert back to its crystalline state, an inactive material is dispersed throughout the amorphous form to prevent recrystallization. The amorphous solid dispersion technique is more common than nanocrystals. Tacrolimus, ritonavir, and itraconazole are examples of amorphous solid dispersions. Both nanocrystal and amorphous solid dispersion formulations have a tendency to revert back to crystalline form and lose the benefit of improved medication dissolution. This process is hastened when the medications are crushed into a powder, exposed to water, or suspended in liquids for oral administration. A non-inclusive list of nanocrystal and amorphous solid dispersion medications and their manufacturers is listed in the show notes from a review article published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy. A major issue highlighted by the authors of this review is that some of these medications may appear as if they are a tablet that's meant to be crushed, and about two-thirds of these medications do not appear on ISMP's Do Not Crush list. The absence of these medications from the ISMP list presents a particular challenge to practitioners, as this often represents the source of truth in clinical practice. In a scenario where a medication's prescribing information only contains a vague statement to not crush the tablet, and the ISMP list does not contain the medication, it's easy to envision a clinician deciding to crush one of these medications. Until ISMP revises their list, institutions would be wise to add nanocrystal and amorphous solid dispersion medication forms to their internal Do Not Crush lists. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.